Michael, welcome back. We are so pleased here at Quincy Access Television to continue our longstanding partnership with the American Red Cross. And today we're introducing you to a new face behind the American Red Cross here in the Greater Boston area. Silvana Gomez is joining us, Executive Director, Greater Boston Area of the American Red Cross. So great to meet you, Silvana.
Thank you very much, Joe. Likewise. Thank you for having us.
It's our pleasure. Awesome. It's a worthwhile organization and a great cause. And I know a lot of folks here in Quincy are longtime blood donors. We're going to talk about a blood donation organization coming up here in the city very soon.
Yeah.
But first, we want to learn about you.
Absolutely, yeah. I have been with the American Red Cross for the last month as executive director, so it's still very, very fresh. I have been in the Greater Boston area for over 9 years at this point.
Wow.
Post-college and then just growing as an individual. And I found the Red Cross through a position that was the Diverse Communities Engagement Coordinator and Program Manager. And I got to work with a lot of incredible organizations and partner with them to make sure that the Red Cross is reaching everyone and serving everyone. And the American Red Cross is very intentional about ensuring that the work that we're doing is accessible and that the education that we're providing and that the resources that we're providing is accessible to everyone. And I'm really excited to use this role to make sure that everyone in Greater Boston, no matter where you come from, you know, no matter what language you speak, that you know that the Red Cross is here for you and is going to serve you in the best way that we can.
Yeah, I was curious, what's your educational background? What did you study?
Yeah, so I actually graduated from Harvard in 2021.
Okay.
With a degree in psychology.
Okay.
So a little bit unrelated, one might think, but it taught me a lot about what people need, you know, what people think and how it is that we can serve others effectively by understanding, you know, a needs assessment, by understanding what a community needs, you know. So really being able to serve communities through the work that we do and tying that with the incredible humanitarian mission that the Red Cross has.
Yeah, was that what drew you to the Red Cross? Was their mission?
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. I think it's an organization that's internationally recognized.
Of course, yeah.
You know, my family in Colombia, I send them pictures of my Red Cross swag and they know exactly what it is that I'm talking about. And so the reach of the organization, but also it's an organization that's ran primarily by volunteers.
Right.
And that is an incredible thing, the selflessness and the willingness of individuals to give their time, their hard-earned money, their energy to us as an organization to help us fulfill our mission and reach communities in disasters, you know, whether that's here or abroad, if folks are deploying, you know, their people right now in Guam for Typhoon Bobby, right, who have deployed and are giving 3 weeks of their lives at a time to help other individuals abroad. And we do the same here in the States. You know, if there's an emergency, if there's a disaster, we send out folks to help one another. And it's just an incredible mission. And the fact that it's run primarily by volunteers, it really shows the incredible things that you can do when you put people's hearts together and work towards a common goal.
Yeah. What are some of your kind of goals in your new position, Silvana?
Yeah, I'm really excited to serve the Greater Boston community as a whole, right? We really want to ensure that the communities in Greater Boston are resilient in the face of disasters, you know. Climate is changing and things are becoming more extreme, and you know, we see it every day with the extreme heat that we've been experiencing, right? So things are changing, and we really want to make sure that the communities know that we are here, that we are here to serve them, that the American Red Cross is ready and willing to cater to them, especially after an emergency.
Yeah.
And educate them on how to be prepared, you know, in case of a home fire. A home fire is the most common disaster in the state of Massachusetts.
Is that right?
Yeah, okay. And a lot of the programming that we offer is before the fact, right? We want to teach people what can you do to prepare yourself for a home fire. You know, no one wants it to occur. No one wants to think about it. But the reality is it is the most common emergency and the most common disaster in Massachusetts. And so we give people the tools, the education, the resources to make sure that they're ready if it were to happen, and really calling on folks to educate one another on the reality of these disasters and what that could mean for a family.
Yeah, I think that's important to note, the educational aspect of the Red Cross. You know, we don't often, we think of it as just, that's the place where you go to get blood, right? It's so much more than that.
Yeah, and really, Joe, that's That's what I want my position to change, right? The perspective that folks have about the Red Cross, I want them to understand that we do so much more than blood. You know, we're going to talk a little bit about our blood services today, but we respond in emergencies, right? When there is a home fire, we're going out and talking to folks. What can we do? What have you lost?
We often hear the Red Cross is assisting the victims, and that it's left at that.
Exactly.
What are they doing? They're doing a lot, right?
We're doing a lot, and even after a disaster, we're still following up with people, seeing what it is that they need, seeing where it is that they have landed and how we can assist them. We do training services, right? We train people and certify people in CPR and first aid, right? A lot of our lifeguards this summer have been certified through the Red Cross, and so I'm really excited to push out messaging about who it is that we are as the American Red Cross and what it is that we do, so that communities know that we are here as a resource, as an ally, as a partner for them in whatever it is that they might need.
Great. Well, we're happy to help you with that mission, and we'll continue to do it going forward as
Thanks so much,
Joe. But as you mentioned, the primary focus today is to talk about the need for blood.
Yeah.
It's an emergency, right?
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
What's going on?
Yeah, the American Red Cross, we established that there is an emergency blood shortage on July 13th.
Yep.
And the reality is thousands of people since we did call that emergency have come out and donated, but the need is so large, we cannot keep up. We can't keep the pace
so
of the demand.
Demand is outpacing supply.
Significantly.
Not a good place to be.
No.
Right? Yeah.
No, and there are people who will suffer because of that, right? During the summer, it's the height of trauma season. Folks are out and busy and doing things, but that also means there are serious emergencies and accidents and serious injuries that require medical attention, right? And so because of those things, and nothing stops, right? There's still folks getting cancer treatment.
Yeah.
There's still women in childbirth, people who need blood transfusions. So with the increased demand, what we're seeing is doctors are gonna have to start making really difficult decisions of who gets the blood that they have, right? If, 'cause we don't have the supply that we should, and so we really need to replenish that supply, and that's why we're calling on folks to donate blood through the American Red Cross as soon as possible.
Without more help, the statistic is the Red Cross will have less than a two-day supply of some of the most critical blood types.
Yeah.
Less than a two-day supply.
Less
so
than a two-day supply.
One disaster on top of that, we'll put you in the negative.
Yeah, we're days away from calling this a crisis.
Really?
Certainly.
Okay.
And it
has that ever happened before? Do you know, Silvana?
No,
okay.
No. It back in COVID, I think we're seeing levels right now that we have not seen since COVID-19.
Okay.
And that is alarming, right?
Yeah.
We understand people are busy, students are out of school.
Oh, sure.
You know, folks have a lot to do over the summer.
Right.
And, you know, the reality is we've also been seeing some things that might keep people at home. The extreme heat that we're experiencing, right? It's not necessarily safe for everyone to be outdoors all the time. We had that brief stint of really poor air quality due to the Canadian wildfires, right, that came and swept over the northeast, sorry.
Yep.
And then we've also been seeing a lot of messaging around foodborne illnesses, right? So folks are getting a lot of information about this is going on and there's an emergency, right? And so, of course, we want folks to take care of themselves and prioritize their health and their safety. But when you look at all of that in the bigger picture, yeah, there's a lot of reasons why we are in emergency blood shortage.
Okay. And, you know, interestingly, you don't have to wait for the Red Cross to hold a blood drive. Community groups can do their own, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You certainly can. Right now, we are looking to folks to support the current blood drives that we have, the existing ones.
Okay.
We can also offer up a virtual blood drive. You know, if someone might not be able to donate, but really wants to get involved and really wants to help, you can go to redcrossblood.org/sleevesup and host a virtual blood drive where you share with your neighbors, your friends, your colleagues to get folks donating. And it really just garners that support online on social media to spread the word.
Okay.
But right now we are not scheduling new blood drives, to looking to partner with folks to create new blood drives.
Okay.
We really want to focus our resources and energy on the blood drives that are existing and making sure that they have the appointments that they need and are getting the support that
they need. Not spread your resources too thin right now, right, to get that supply up. Is O positive blood still the most in demand?
Yeah, O positive and B negative.
Okay.
B negative is the least common blood, but it's still really needed. O positive, as you were saying, it's kind of the universal donor. So folks don't really know this, but when someone comes into a trauma center, right, and their doctors don't have time to figure out what their blood is, right, those are the first bags to go off the shelf for the universal donors. So always in huge demand. And something that also folks don't really know is that the shelf life of blood, it's not long. You know, for our platelets, they last 5 days. They can't be frozen. You know, so the reality is we are in constant need of donors to replenish our blood supply. It we can never have too much, because we understand that, like you were saying, one disaster, one emergency can really tip the scales.
Platelets also in high demand right now, or less so?
Platelets and blood are in high demand. So platelets, as you might know, are the key component in our blood for clotting, right? And those are really needed for, obviously, trauma incidents. When there is life-threatening blood loss, platelets can be really beneficial and really helpful. But the reality is it's also really important for cancer treatment. Folks who are undergoing cancer treatment are oftentimes going through chemotherapy and radiation, which can attack the bone marrow of an individual. And the bone marrow is where our platelets are formed and created, right? And so it's the first thing to go. And so those donations of platelets, I think over 50% of them go to cancer patients.
Is that
patients
right?
Who
okay.
are undergoing treatment.
So here's where I ask Savannah, who can donate and how do they do that?
So we have all of our eligibility online, redcrossblood.org/eligibility. It has all of the specifics about who can donate, when you can donate. But really, we are looking for folks who are healthy, folks who usually are 16 and older. It depends on what it is that you're going to donate, right? It might be different for our power red. It might be different for our platelets than it is for our whole blood. So all of those kind of requirements and eligibility requirements are all online. You can donate blood every 52 days. You can donate platelets every 7 days. And you can donate power blood or power red every 112 days.
With power red? I'm not familiar. Which power?
Power
red,
yeah. So it's a concentrated donation of red blood cells, right? So it is a really amazing way to maximize the impact of your donation, because again, it's that concentrated red blood cells. So folks will donate their right in front of them. Their blood will be separated from the red blood cells and their plasma, their platelets. The red blood cells are kind of taken as the donation, and then the plasma and the platelets are safely returned back to the individual.
How is it determined when you go to the blood drive which is needed, or is that up to the donor?
It's up to the donor on what it is that they'd like to donate. The process is a little different for regular whole blood donation. With the Red Cross, the donation can take an hour, where the actual blood donation part of it is 8 to 10 minutes. For platelets and power red, those times differ, and they might be a little longer just because they take a little bit more behind the scenes.
All right. And at the donor center, Savannah, are, you mentioned multilingual access. Is that available at the donation center?
Absolutely. We have individuals and coordinators who have the ability to speak with folks in their native language. But if we don't, you know, we do everything that we can to make sure that we're communicating with folks in their native language and that we're able to have that understanding, if that's using a translator, whatever it might be. We really do our best to make sure that no one is turned away based off of the language that they speak.
Right, and a disability as well. Folks have disabilities but still want to donate, right?
Certainly.
You can make accommodations.
And if for one reason or another, whether, you know, you're not feeling well, you have low iron, whatever it is that it might be, you know, sometimes there are some restrictions on travel, out of country travel, or international travel, if you still want to get involved, like I said, you can host a virtual blood drive through Sleeves Up, or you can volunteer with us, right? Or you can make a financial contribution to the Red Cross to support the mission.
Of course. And it was a little incentive for folks this month, right?
Yes.
To get them to donate. Yeah, tell me about that.
Yes. So if you donate by July 31st, you get a $15 Fandango movie ticket.
Okay.
There are a bunch of incredible movies to watch right now. I can say so myself. I've seen many of them. So you get that $15 value sent to you via email after you donate.
Nice. And you've educated me about what Fandango is. Thank you.
Yes, and told you that there are assigned seats now at movie theaters.
Who knew? Here in Quincy, very soon there will be a blood drive, right?
Yeah, there's a blood drive at Sons of Italy this Monday from 1 to 6:30. If you want to sign up, you can go to redcrossblood.org. If you would like to call, you can do 1-800-RED-CROSS. And just to really want to emphasize to folks that Massachusetts has been doing amazing in reacting to this emergency blood shortage, right? So you might go online and see that there are no appointments available for the next day, but it's really critical for the Red Cross to communicate to the to individuals that we need to replenish our blood supply, right? And that's going to take longer than a day, longer than a week, longer than a month. And so if you can't get an appointment in the next few days, just be patient. Don't get discouraged.
Okay.
We need the blood. So schedule it out a few days out or a few weeks out. Bring your friends, your neighbors, your colleagues. It's an urgent ask.
Okay. I think the drive you mentioned at the Sons of Italy, it takes place every month here in Quincy for the most part.
It does. Yeah. Yep. We have some of those mobile blood sites that take place on a monthly basis, and all of that you can find on our website and see their schedule.
Sure. Do you need an appointment, Silvana? Can you just walk in?
You can definitely walk in.
Yeah.
We never know what might be going on.
Of course.
There might be an influx of folks walking in, so we always recommend that folks are making an appointment online or giving them a call. That way you know for a fact that your slot is saved and it maximizes everyone's time to make sure that doesn't take up too much.
Yeah, you don't want folks waiting around, right?
Exactly.
So you want to make it as smooth as possible. You want them to come back and do it again.
Exactly. Certainly. Certainly.
And you have an app.
Yes,
speaking
we do.
Apps.
We do.
Yeah.
We have a blood donor app, and it's an incredible application. You can actually see where your blood goes.
That's great.
You know, you can track it, see after your donation, who it is, not who it is, but where it is that you're helping.
Yes.
The Red Cross supports over 2,500 hospitals and transfusion centers around the nation. So a little goes a long way. Mm. And the reality is every 2 seconds, someone in the U.S. needs blood.
Wow.
And so the American Red Cross is doing everything that we can to supply that urgent demand that we're seeing.
I would think the demand, especially here in eastern Massachusetts, kind of the hub of the medical profession worldwide, is very high all the time, right?
All the time. Yeah. We're always looking for folks to donate, because the reality is whether your blood is being used for someone here and donated here or it's going off, you know, to California, you never know what's going on with it. But the reality is it'll save a life, really save a life.
Silvana, so great to meet you and talk with you, and good luck in your new role.
Thank you, Joe.
So please come back.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for having me.
You're very welcome.